Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Will Aaron Hernandez's murder conviction stand? New development in the murder of Angela Simmons' ex-fiance, and Missy Elliott makes history. Melissa has the juice coming up.
50 Cent just put the nail in Ja Rule's coffin.
Wiggy has your sports.
And it's been a while since I could smile on a Thursday night.
But first, 12 people have been killed in a mass shooting. This happened in Thousand Oaks, California. The gunman who was found dead at the scene opened fire. It's at the Borderline Bar and Grill where they were hosting a college country night. One of the people killed was a sheriff sergeant who was on the force for 29 years, looking to retire in the next year. A witness says that he saw a suspect throwing smoke bombs into the front of the restaurant.
So
and
ridiculous.
Saw a security guard get shot. And at this point, it's still an ongoing investigation. It's awful. Massachusetts highest court will consider if Aaron Hernandez's murder conviction of Odin Lloyd should be tossed because he killed himself before his appeal was heard. Judge threw out the conviction after his death last year, citing the legal principle that says it's unfair to keep a conviction in place before a defendant can clear their name on appeal. Prosecutors say that it's unfair to victims and their families. The Supreme Judicial Court will begin hearing arguments today, but they're not expected to rule today. The man who allegedly shot and killed Angela Simmons' ex-fiance has turned himself in. Michael Williams, he's 44 years old, turned himself into the Atlanta Police Department yesterday, was arrested and faces three charges in connection to the murder. Sutton Tennyson was shot and killed over the weekend and found dead in his garage with multiple gunshot wounds. And Missy Elliott just made history. She is the first female rapper nominated to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And if she is inducted, she will also become only the third rapper to be in the organization after Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri. Also on the ballot this year is Mariah Carey. Six songwriters or songwriting groups will be inducted next June. All right, here is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Usher may have moved on from Quantasia. The latest rumor is I knew you'd like that. The latest rumor is that he's dating basketball wives star Evelyn Lozada's daughter, Shanice. I love her. Well, here's the deal. So Shanice, in case you don't know, she's a model. She's a reality show star. And Shanice and Usher were seen together at Diddy's birthday party. And they were seen leaving together, too. But a source close to Shanice says they were a part of a huge party that was leaving together and that they are not dating. And just in case you're wondering, Usher is 40 and Shanice is 25. So we'll see if this rumor ends up going any further than
this. So I just need to know. Quantasia single?
It looks like
I do not know the status of Quantasia's personal life, but if I can find out, I will let you know.
So Evelyn's daughter's cool with the fact knowing that Usher's, you know, the Green Goblin.
Yeah. Right. Apparently. Ted Cruz got reelected to his Senate seat in Texas the other day, and it's all Beyonce's fault. So Beyonce publicly showed her support for Cruz's Democratic opponent, Beto O'Rourke, which is all well and good, but the problem was she did it on Election Day at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, which got a lot of people pissed off, saying that she should have let her 119 million followers know a lot sooner. And that race was really close, too. Ted Cruz won with 50.9% of the vote compared to O'Rourke's 48.3%. Yeah.
She thought it was like a secret album release. Like everyone's just going to jump on it the second she announces it.
And 50 Cent, he's done some petty stuff. But if this deal goes through, this is going to be one of the most petty moves in history. So word is, 50 Cent is in negotiations to purchase the rights to all of Ja Rule's music.
Oh, man.
Now,
I love 50.
No word yet on what the price he's trying to negotiate is, but what this would mean is 50 Cent would receive royalties every time Ja Rule's records get streamed or sold. And additionally, Ja Rule could have to pay 50 Cent every time he performs one of those songs in public.
So every time Ja Rule's song gets played,
yes,
he'll get money.
He would get royalties from it.
Just off of knowing how much we play Ja Rule,
yeah,
50
right.
bucks to make
Can you
money.
Imagine?
That's hilarious.
I can't handle this story. Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, some hockey action tonight. The Bruins, they'll take on the Canucks at 7 p.m. Celtics, they're also in action. They'll be playing 9 p.m. versus the Suns in Phoenix. Dez Bryant signed with the New Orleans Saints. So look out for the Saints. I mean, they're already a team that's rolling, but to add Dez to their team, let's see what he could bring them. A little Red Sox nugget here. You want to be on the lookout for this. Bryce Harper, he plays outfield. I think he plays for the Washington Nationals. And he turned down 10 years, $300 million.
Yeah, that dude's spectacular, though. He's a catch.
So, but think about this. He plays outfield. He's a great player. He's only 26 years old. Mookie Betts, whose contract I think is going to be up in another year or two, he's got in line to make that type of Bryce Harper money. So who knows what Mookie Betts is going to be commanding, you know, guy off just from winning the World Series. Bryce Harper hasn't won anything, you know, and Mookie Betts looks like he's going to be the MVP this year. A couple years ago, he was in the running for MVP. So look at the Red Sox to be signing him to some type of contract like that in a year or so. And Thursday Night Football, usually we're like, oh my God, these games are horrible. But tonight should be a pretty good
game.
Finally
got a good one.
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight, 8:20. Should be a very exciting game. Obviously, check out the game because, you know, Pittsburgh's one of those teams in the AFC that, you know, the Patriots have to play them in a few weeks.